This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Just want to take some time and thank you for coming back every week and listening to this podcast about me rambling about my thoughts and ideas. Just also want to share if there is something that I said wrong, something I said right, leave a comment in the show notes. Feedback is appreciated. Episode 18 of This Developing Story. Yo, I am 2 weeks into my iOS program for Block. Definitely liking a lot. One thing that I underestimated a lot is my knowledge in Swift. For some reason, I thought that I really had a good handle on it, and I got completely stumped to the point I got basically sidetracked into learning all these different Swift things. Last time I looked at Swift was probably about over 6 months ago, and not a lot's different, but there's quite a few different things that are available now in Swift that I did not even know about. The Swift I was using was like 1.0, and there's like 1.2, it might be 1.2 that was out before Swift 2.0 that just came out. So I'm basically learning or working with 1.2 at the moment. Not going to be upgrading to Swift 2.0 anytime soon, just because there's more information out there for 1.2. And hopefully in the next few months I can upgrade and start building projects in it. With that being said, I have finished the foundation part of my iOS course. Not the actual projects in the foundation. Some people are familiar with how Block works and how they have a foundation project, which was Block It for the Rails and Block Jams for the front end stuff. I'm getting ready to build a calculator, and then I think you move on to a browser, and then I'll build an Instagram clone for iOS, which is exciting. Never worked. Actually, I've had dreams of building a photo app on the phone, but and have ideas based around it, but haven't done anything similar like that before. And yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Speaking of blog posts, I have not wrote a blog post in 2 months, and I guess a little over a month, because I did write a blog post for work. But yeah, I just cannot find the time. It's funny that I went without writing more or less than one blog post a week for the past year and a half, and now I'm here, can barely crank out one blog post. I think for the most part, it's because the expectation I put on myself now. I no longer just want to put quick updates of how I'm doing in code, but I actually want to start doing more technically focused blog posts. So actually deep diving and actually explaining certain things and why I'm doing things. And on top of that, I also want to do like tutorial based blog posts. And for some reason, I just have not got the time to sit down and write a blog post. My coding time is like literally cut in half to what I used to do. And that's on purpose. I no longer want to spend hours every night looking up things and learning and building projects. For the most part, I listened to three episodes before this where I explained that I am just enjoying life and enjoying family. And at this time, I feel in my coding journey, I don't need the... I can take it down a gear for sure. I no longer need to be full speed ahead and learning as much as I can. Still learning as much as I can, just not as, just in half the amount of time. So I have less time to just kind of sit and write a blog post. Though I am going to put on my calendar. I think one of the best things I've done so far is actually put on my Google Calendar when I'll be coding. So that way my schedule alerts me when I have planned coding time. And I think I'm going to probably set aside an hour once a week to hammer out a blog post. Probably take a little longer than an hour, but I think if I have it on my calendar, to sit down and do a blog post, I think I'll probably have a better chance of doing it. So hopefully next week I'll have an announcement to say, hey, here's a blog that I wrote. If not, I guess I'll just continue to kick myself until I get it done. But as far as what I'll be writing about, I definitely will be writing about some Ember stuff I'll be doing, some of the Ember problems I solved that I haven't really seen many answers on. I think I will write a blog post on that. And on top of that, probably a lot of iOS stuff I'm doing. Not doing any Go at the moment. Like I said last week, I am putting that on hold for a moment, just because I want to focus on learning iOS, since I'm going through an actual program. And hopefully in the future, I'll be able to write Go APIs that I can consume into iOS. So I finally got to the point where I am now working in Ember again. I've been talking about building this event API that I've been working on so long, hustling. I've been talking about it since I moved here. And finally, I got the API done probably almost a month ago. And now I am at the point where I just need to build a front-end component of it to have a quick and easy website for it. So I can kind of, in the meantime, while I'm learning iOS and building an app for it, I can have some sort of online component for it. But other than that, I'm happy to be working in Ember again. I got a little sidetracked and stuck on consuming my API, which, again, like talk about blog posts. I need to write that blog post for sure. I just did some silly things that were easy enough to fix that I ended up figuring out last night. So yeah, I'm back in Ember. I'm liking the fact that I am remembering a lot of the hard challenges that I got overcome in learning Ember. So some of the things that were hard the first time are actually a lot easier this time. So I've got a very, very HTML-looking site. Haven't got any design or any CSS in there yet, but looking forward to getting that done. So nothing to show today, but eventually I'm going to switch over my API at hustlin.com over to the Ember app, so you can actually have a client-side, rich, fun thing to look at. But for the moment, nothing to show. Finally, for a pick, I am finally unveiling something I've been working on. I worked on almost a year ago, not a year ago, maybe it was about 9 months ago, in the fall of last year. I threw together a quick idea I had, not really an app, more of a static site, but it's called Mutual Fund, and it's mutualfund.io. It's a project that I started and finished and just never unveiled. My original goal was to do some sort of one-on-one mentoring with individuals over the course of weeks, where I can like really focus and kind of teach others and give back. Unfortunately, I can't do that anymore. With my time schedule, I can't really commit to meeting with somebody on a weekly basis and working through projects with them. But instead, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be opening up 30 minutes every Wednesday for the next month. Actually, I think I only have it for the next 2 weeks, so just kind of see if anybody's interested in doing it. Not sure how this is going to go, but I am very interested in pairing with anybody that needs help. I get a lot of direct messages where people asking questions and helping them and stuff like that. And I feel like I can probably do a better job helping people by doing a little bit of screen hero and pairing with them and working through problems together. So that's what the name Mutual Fund is kind of trying to get at. If you are anywhat interested, check out mutualfund.io and sign up for either this week or next week. If not, send me a message. You email me at hello@briandouglas.me. There's also a link on that Mutual Fund website to email me. And let me know if there's a better time on a Wednesday that would work for you. My schedule is pretty flexible, but I just wanted to open up a small time just to see if anybody was interested with the time I opened up. So at the moment, it's just a morning slot for the time being, and then I'll probably open up a afternoon slot, seeing how this goes, but just trying to see what the response is looking like. So once again, it's mutualfund.io.